Okay.
10 days?
Huh?
You went like 10 days?
Yes. A couple of weeks ago in the Motzei Shabbos year, I spoke about the topic of greetings in halacha, saying hello. So tonight's year is the back side of that. You don't have to have heard the one to understand the other, but tonight's topic is bidding someone farewell. Halachas that relate to that. So the pasuk says in Parsha Shmos, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Ches, that's the first source. This is right after the story of the burning bush. Moshe Rabbeinu reluctantly finally accepts HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mission that he should go and redeem the Jews in Egypt. So he goes back to Yisro. Remember, he had been living with his father-in-law Yisro before the episode with the burning bush. So now the after that's all over, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayelech Moshe Vayoshev Yesech Chosno. Moshe went back to his father-in-law Yisro and he said, I want to return to Mitzrayim. He was living in Midian. Well, Yisro was, he wants, I want to go back to Mitzrayim to see my brethren there. Yisro said to Moshe, Lech l'shalom. Go, literally means go to peace. Go, you know, aleva atlach, right? Go higher, go to peace, go to success. And have a good trip, have a successful trip. Okay, that's the pasuk. So the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, the second source, it's the very last Amud, not the last, just about the last few lines of Maseches Brachos, Samach, Dal, and Aleph, source 2. The Omer of Oven Halevi. The Gemara has there at the end of Brachos a couple of memories from this of Oven Halevi. And it says, one of them, Haniftar Mechavero, when somebody takes leave of his friend, Al Yomelo Lech Bishalom, don't say, you shouldn't say to him Lech Bishalom, go with peace. Ela lech lishalom, go to peace. How do we know? Shehare Yisro, you were right, I was wrong. Shehare Yisro, because Yisro, in our pasuk here in Parshas Shmos, Amalo leMoshe lech lishalom, all of Etzliach. Yisro said to Moshe, lech lishalom, and Moshe went on and he was successful. He went on to a very successful career after that. Right? He said, lech lishalom, the greeting was positive. But David, Shomel Avshalom, the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perek Tesvav, David said to Avshalom, Lech Bishalom, he bid him farewell by saying, go with peace. So then Halach V'Nisla, we know what happened to Avshalom at the end. He went up and he got, you know, tangled up. His hair got tangled up in this tree, and then he met his death in this unpleasant fashion. So therefore, since Yisro said to Moshe, Lech Bishalom, Moshe was successful. David said to Avshalom, Lech Bishalom, and Avshalom was not successful. So the Gemara says, let's follow the example of Yisro and say Lech Bishalom when we take leave of our friends and acquaintances. Then the Gemara says, oh, the same speaker, Amar of Oven Halevi, Haniftar min Hames, if you take leave of someone who has died, in other words, at a funeral, at a cemetery, you take leave of someone who's died, Hesped, you say, then you say, Lech Bishalom. Al Yomel Lech Bishalom, Lech Bishalom. Kenemar, the Pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that to Avram Avinu, to Bris Ben Absalom, it says, Ata Tavol Al Avasecha Bishalom. Right, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that Avram Avinu's children will be strangers in a strange land, but he won't see any of that suffering. Ata Tavol Al Avasecha Bishalom, you'll die Bishalom with peace. So that refers to death. So you say Bishalom to it when you take leave. And some people have that practice. If you leave a cemetery, at the end of the funeral, you say Lech Bishalom, and some such expression that has that in it. So that's what it says in the Gemara. Okay, so Lech Lishalom is the appropriate expression to use when taking leave of a person, of a friend who is going on a trip or something like that, and you wish him well. This appears in Halacha, not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam also doesn't quote it. This idea of when taking leave of a friend, the Rambam Hilchos Avil quotes about, in the Perek Dalet Hilchos Avil, the Rambam quotes about taking leave of a mace. But as far as taking leave of a live person, of a friend, and he's going somewhere, so that's not brought in the Rambam, it's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch either. The source 3 I have is the Shulchan Aruch does say, in regards to Tfilas Haderech, that the proper text is as follows. This is Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Yud Sif Dalet. Ayotzel Haderech. Someone goes on a trip, Yispalo, thank you. Yispalo, he has to say a Tfilah. We call it Tfilas Haderech. Yiratzon Vanecha Shemal Kenem Vosenesho Talichenu L'Shalom V'chulei. Notice the expression is Talichenu L'Shalom, right? Now we have all those expressions. At the beginning of Tfilas Haderech, it's always L'Shalom. Talichenu L'Shalom, Tidein L'Shalom, Sagem Chasim HaChaim Shalom L'Shalom, etc. It's always Lishalom. And on that, the Magen Avraham comments in the Cotton Test, Lishalom, he says also similarly, Val Yomar Adam Lechaver Lech Bishalom Ela Lech Lishalom. The Magen Avraham, even though the Shulchan Aruch never brings our Gemara Lahalacha, the Magen Avraham does. Nachman Avraham. Again, it's in the Hilchos Tzivos HaDerech because of the parallel words. It's Elohim L'Shalom, the same expression. The Nachman Avraham says that when you leave your friend, you should say Lech L'Shalom, not Lech L'Shalom. The Mishnah Berurah as well, in the same simon, again, it's Kuf Yud, and Sivkot and Yud Zayim. Hanifta Mechavero Al Yom Elo Lech L'Shalom, Elo Lech L'Shalom. Okay, when you take leave of a friend, you don't say Lech L'Shalom, go with peace, but rather Lech L'Shalom, go to peace. However, and the Mishnah Berurah finally gives a reason. So far, we haven't seen a reason. We just saw the Gemara made the statement, and the Mogen Avraham brought it la'alacha, and the Mishnah Berurah brings la'alacha. But now the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Satam ayin sof brachos ve'ein Yaakov v'hakosev v'maharsho. The Mogen Avraham says, you want to find out? Look it up yourself. So I did so. So the we'll go over it now. The Ein Yaakov, those who know, the Ein Yaakov is a collection of all the Agadic passages of the Gemara. It's not the whole Shas. It's just the Agadic sections. It's the number of volumes. Here they have Rosenbaum, those are Shabbos. No, I think the old practice, the old practice in many schools was between Mincha and Maariv every day. I remember when I was a little boy, somebody's driving an angle, Rabbi Swift, who was the rabbi of Avos Torah all those years ago. He learned, that was the old minig, I think, before the... And before then, it became more popular. Sorry, halacha, mishnah berurah, something. But
Shabbos
the
afternoon, there's an issue to learn Torah.
Yeah.
What?
So, in depth, we'll talk about another time. you're not supposed to have in depth shiur, huh?
You're gonna miss kiddush. What's
Shabbos mean?
No,
that's what it's two different dinners. One din,
it's an element of kiddush.
But there's one din. There's one din not to have a shiur in the time and have shal shudas. So people should. That's a different thing. But anyway, that's the Ein Yaakov. It's usually more popular than it is today. Anyway, it's a compendium of the Agadic passages of the Gemara and has commentaries on it. So here, in Brachas, ninth parak of Brachas, Daf Samach Daal, again, the very end of the Yevashit, the very end of Maseches Brachas. So Ein Yaakov simply quotes the Gemara. That's all. Ein Yaakov in the text itself doesn't have anything more than the Gemara. It's just the Gemara. Then you have the commentaries in the page. So you have Akosa.
Not always the same, is it?
What? Sometimes the different scholars. Yeah. Yes. In fact, we'll see one of them shortly. But on the bottom of the page, you have the parish of Hakosev. That's the person who collected. So Yaakov, Ben Shlomo, Ibn Chaviv, he's on a compiler. And Hakosev, he tries to figure out the reason why. And he says basically as follows. He says, when a person is alive, so... Right, a person who is alive should be constantly, in effect, striving to go further, right, to greater shleimus. And let's remember the word shalom is related to the word shleimus, completion, perfection, right, the achievement of
this is one of Baruch's names.
Also very important. We'll come to that too. Yes, that's part of tonight's discussion as well. But the Kosev here in Yaakov says that the person, you know, is striving during the course of his life to go further. No one has the right to say, I've reached the highest, I've already made it. Every step in life, you want to go further, you want to go weiter and get improved and go better. So therefore, he says, when you take leave of someone who's dead, he's not going any further. Whatever shleimus is going to achieve, he's achieved. That's it. Okay? So therefore, lech lishalom implies you're going towards something, right? To, as opposed to with. You should go with the peace that you have accomplished in your lifetime. However, when you take leave of a friend, right, and think about a person, you know, who's alive and well, it's a greeting, really. It's not just Tom, go in peace, not shalom, peace, but go weiter, lech lishalom, go to another level. We're Mahalachim, right, we're people who move, right. Yeah, that's Pastor and Valos. We're not running the same thing. So, human beings are always striving to go ever higher. So when a person is alive and well, you're saying goodbye. You say, Lech Lishalom, wherever you're going, may it bring you to greater shleimus. Well, that's what it means. Yeah.
Just in a grammatical context, if you say Bishalom, that you should go with peace.
Right.
That means peace should be with you all the time. Why is that not?
Well, okay, he takes it a different way. He's not focusing on peace, but rather on shalom in the sense of shleimus.
Well,
oh, come on. He says, if al yomalech b'shalom, she's a yorshef b'shalom.
Yes, so shleimus.
No, but he's saying al yomalech b'shalom, she's a yorshef b'shalom, she kvar dorash adayom, below Yosef. Let go with whatever you have now, but don't go higher. That's a possible implication.
Mishnah Kodesh.
Right. And a person can't say that. When you take leave of a deceased, so that's it. Whatever he has, he has. But a person can always go more. Anyway, that's his take on it. The Mishnah Berurah told us to take a look at. The Marsha in the Chiddush HaGadol in the back of Brachas, but the Marsha is also printed on a page in the standard edition of the Ein Yaakov. The Marsha has a different, he quotes the Divrei HaKosev, and he says, but the Psukim don't really say that, and so on. So he says, basically, if you say Lech Bishalom, it sounds like you're saying that the trip should be Bishalom, but what about beyond that? In other words, your journey should be Bishalom, but what about past the journey? What about when you arrive at your destination? Lishalom implies not only the trip itself, but the destination, right? But after that, he's not going any further, so you say Bishalom. In other words, it's more or less what he's saying is not just the trip, not just the halicha, should be Shalom, but where you're going is Shalom. So it's a variation. That's what the Marsha says. And this memory of the Chazal appears as well as in Brachas. We started with the one Brachas. It also appears in the Medrash Tanchuma here in Parsha Shmos, Medrash Tanchuma in Os Chof Aleph. Oh, it's on a paper.
Tanchuma Ilio Tanaitik.
There's a ton of Tanchuma. I'm not sure whether it's earlier than Medrash. It's earlier, but it's not. I'm not sure, because there are two different versions of the Medrash Tanchuma. Also,
which was part of the problem of the Sidiram.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, you have it here. I made a mistake. I didn't realize it was on the page. I just see the Marsha is also on the page. You want to see it inside? Yeah. Marsha was printed on the page in the source number 7.
Which one of the ones?
Yeah. All right. But take a look at the Medrash Tanchuma. You can see it here in source number 8. He has a little different mention, a little different take than the Gemara. Whenever you say to somebody Lech Lishalom, he goes and he's able to come back. Right, it said by David this, and it said farewell to Avner, he went Bishalom, but Avner was killed after that, never made it back. Okay, it was Holach Lochozer. Okay, Yisro Shalom Halach V'Chazar. Okay, it's a little different than our Gemara, but the same general idea. They should say Lech Lishalom instead of Lech Bishalom. Now, the Eitz Yosef, which is one of the commentaries on the Midrash Tanchuma, it's printed in the page in this edition I have. It's not in the sources. He says, first of all, he says, why is the Gemara had this whole thing? I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, and Moshe said, Yisro said goodbye to Moshe. So leave it alone. Like, well, the Gemara has a whole drush. So first of all, I think the Altsmus, it's interesting that by us, there's nothing that doesn't have a reason. There's nothing that doesn't have a tam, even a greeting, even like we, now even a simple greeting has roots in halacha and has meaning behind it. I think there's some significance there. But he says a little differently. Joseph says, look, why does the Torah have to bother recording what Yisro said? He said goodbye, he said have a nice day. What difference does it make? Okay, Moses is leaving Yisro. Well, Yisro said, whatever he said to him, why is it important enough to be recorded in the Torah? That's what he says. Maisi zelom adalachi atrach v'kosev krom ha'ashom ala Yisro le'echoshom kezelam deyna shekein roi lomar. It teaches that there's something to say here. That's why the Torah includes that information. Mestamot, Yisro said more things. He may have said, take care of kids. He may have said, you know, can I help with a donkey? Whatever, a lot of things he might have said, but it's not recorded in the Chumash, right? So if the Chumash records, it must have a reason. But then that's one point. Then the Eitz Yosef says as follows: Hatam kilech b'shalom mashma shelech b'shloma shekvar kana. He says again the same idea that it's like going with the shlemos that you already acquired. Okay, and that's what you say to a mace, but not to a person. And the point is, he says, because if you say to somebody lech b'shalom, and that's the word that's associated, because he's bothered by it, and actually in the Ein Yaakov, the Iyun Yaakov, which is a commentary on the Ein Yaakov on the page, he says this too. He says, let's be honest for a moment. You know, we quoted two psukim, right? We quoted pasuk Lech Lishalom by Yisro and Lech Bishalom by David and Avshalom, and then by David and Avner. But the Ein Yaakov, printed on the page, and it says there are many other psukim, but Bishalom is a perfectly fine word that's used. Again, doesn't Yaakov Avinu say Bishafti Bishalom or Beisavi, right? He says Bishalom. So there are other times when Bishalom is also a perfectly fine expression. So what the Eitz Yosef says is, yeah, but and the Ein Yaakov says the same thing. I'll actually read from the Ein Yaakov first. Like the Ein Yaakov says, But yeah, but since it has both possible meanings, so stay on the safe side and say the one that has only a good. And then Echanami, it's not the end of the world to say Bishalom, because there are Pesukim, and he quotes Pesukim. And all the commentaries, there are the Pesukim where Bishalom is a perfect fine. I saw in the, you know, I didn't bring it, but Reuben Margolios, the great Bucky, you know, the early 20th century, so he has a sefer called Nefesh Chaya on Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim. Oh, I think he writes in Akdomah, he wrote it on other Chalokim too, but I don't know if it's available, if it's printed, but I have it on Arachayim. So he has a bunch of, Kedarka is a great book, it's a bunch of list of places where, you know, Bishalom is used in the context of a greeting, and it's fine. But what the Inyan Yaakov says, yeah, and the Eitz Yosef says also, you know, you might get the wrong impression. If my friend will say to me, Lech Bishalom, it's like, you're cursing me out here, you know, maybe I'll get offended by it and so on. Okay, so that's what it says. However, we should know that the Ran, I didn't bring it, it's on the streets, but I'll say it outside. The Ran and Moed Kotten, the Afyur Chesem and Beis, the page of the Rif, because this same Gemara, as we have here in the end of Bracha, Samach Da'alam and Aleph, appears in Moed Kotten, the Chof Tes as well. So the Ran there's no Ran and Brachas in the back of the Gemara. The Brachas, Gemara, and Brachas, the Rabbeinu Yonah. In the back of Moed Kotten, you have the Ran. So the Ran there says, Ayin Sof Maseches Brachos, and the Ran says this is only if somebody is upset about it, or if somebody's going to be. I mean, you mentioned Nichol, she mentions that. You know, the Ran actually, yeah, the Ran mentions it. The Ran says if somebody doesn't care, you're not mocked, but it doesn't make a difference. You know, okay, that's you know, that's the Ran. I saw in the Likutei Maharich, which is a sefer from at the end of the 19th century. At the end of the 19th century, we saw Chaim Friedman. Writes, it's an Orachayim topic, so he writes, Ayin, Sof, Masechet Brachos, and so on. Hine Ran, Besof, Masechet, Marakot, and Kosov, Dezev, Dafka, Misha, Makbid. Aval Misha, Eno, Makbid, Eno, Dover, Maziklo. It's not as if somebody said to you, Lech Bishalom, you should now start worrying that you're going to die on a trip. It's not like that. It's not Nichos. That's what he's saying. But we shouldn't get too excited about this. And he brings a riot to this. Nonetheless, he says, however, nevertheless, Becholzos ain't lichos to be our Gemara mufureshes. He says it's a mufureshes Gemara to say Lech Bishalom. So let's say it. And if you want to tell me in a chanami, if a guy says Lech Bishalom, not the end of the world. A guy's not makbid, good. But still, we should stick to what it says. What it says in the Gemara.
These
yeah.
Two statements.
Yeah.
Which one is the worst? Saying to a living person Lech Bishalom.
That's what it sounds like.
Or saying to a dead person Lech Bishalom.
I don't know.
And I would say that to say to a dead person, Lech Leshalom,
is worse. Yeah, because it sounds like it's Lord LaRush. Lord LaRush. Okay, interesting. It's certainly possible.
That's a dead person. You can't create any more harm rather than insult them to a live person. You take away all the...
You can cause harm. That's true too. But we do. We're constantly loyal to Russia. Talk about citizens. You know, at a cemetery, they don't make fun. They can't do mitzvahs. So that's
it's the living people who get insulted because of the
mitzvahs. When we say Lech Lishalom, aren't we saying we want you to do more mitzvahs? Which why do we tell the malachim on Shabbos?
We'll come to I'm going to say it at the very end.
Okay.
I'll get to that. So I don't have an answer to that part of the question. We'll come to that at the end. The Prisha, in his commentary on the tour, again, it's not on the pages, Arachayim Simon Reish Lamed, Os Gimel. The Prisha writes also that he said it really depends on what the person he quotes. Also, the same problem that all these posts are bothered by, that there seems to be psukim where Bishalom is also a perfectly fine greeting. So he said, well, it may depend on what the person is going for. Is it what's the purpose of the journey? And so on. The words of the priest are a little cryptic. In fact, in my edition of the tour at home, check here, but it says, Omar HaMagia, there's like a note, a footnote, Omar HaMagia, the editor says, I don't understand what the preacher is talking about here because the words are difficult to, but he seems to be saying the preacher, which is a comment on the tour. But they say, the Drisha and the preacher, same person, wrote two different commentaries on the tour. One is more detailed than the other, the Drisha and the preacher. So, he also wrote the Miras Einayim, the Sman, Chosha Mishpat. So, anyway, so he says this comment, the Elia Rabbah, which I meant to bring, but I forgot, the Elia Rabbah says, quotes that Prish, and that's how I understood it also, I think that's what he means, is that it depends on what the nature of the journey is. Sometimes it is better to say Bishalom, sometimes it's better to say Lishalom, and again, the Elia Rabbah says, it's very good, but the Gemara, like the Marich says, the Gemara says what it says, and let's stick to what it says in the Gemara.
That's okay. What for the now, also.
Yeah.
Because the Masha says that sometimes you want to talk about the trip itself.
If this is the trip, right, then maybe. That, he doesn't say that, maybe that's factually as a mind also. But all this is interesting. We now come to a following question. And this is what I was thinking about, and that's what prompted me to some research here. You know, it's all very good. They lech lishalom means go to peace as opposed to with peace. Now, if we should assume, like the Gemara says, and Henry said it before, that Shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the essence. It's like, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu be with you on your trip and or on your destination and so on, which is a perfectly fine greeting. If that's the case, it also is saying, Lech Lishalom, go to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and it's beyond the trip itself. And so it's Lech Bishalom. So it's interesting, and a lot of people are not aware of this, but it's true, that the English word goodbye is really a corruption of God be with you. God be with you. Look it up in the dictionary. I looked at checked in a couple of dictionaries. I knew this. I remember hearing it years ago. I looked it up in yesterday in a couple of dictionaries.
Okay.
Yeah.
With a abbreviation of all correct.
All correct.
Which is total corruption.
Yeah. So somebody else told me.
That might have a halachic implication in the Haredi world.
God's name. Yeah, that's true too.
And you put a
they said
line
that somebody told me that there's an English, in England, not American English, but British English expression. When you want to say everything is good, you say it's copacetic.
Kolbeseder.
Yeah, that's what they say is they got in Eretz Yisrael, Kolbeseder. The British occupied Eretz Yisrael. Kolbeseder became in English a Kolbeseder. I don't know. But anyway, but this is correct. God be with you. You is Y-E-E. That's an old English. So all the dictionaries say it. So now the question is as follows. If we're saying, if that's what goodbye means, God be with you, and we're saying don't say Lech Bishalom with peace, rather Lech Lishalom to peace, to God, then you shouldn't say goodbye. Forget
goodbye.
About saying the God's name. Goodbye, right? Good God with you, goodbye, right? And that's what you should say instead of goodbye. So that's the question. Does this concern have a concern in other languages as well? So it's interesting, they point to this, a Gemara in Tainus, which we have on the page 15, it's the source 15. It's Gemara Tainus, the Testament Aleph on the bottom, going over to Testament Beis. The following story. Rav Huna bar Manoach, Rav Shmuel bar Idi, Rav Chia Mivastanya, Havashchichi Kamei de Rava. These three Rabbanim frequented the Beis Medrash of Rava. They were Talmidim of Rava. And Kinoch Nafshe de Rava, then when Rava died, so also the Kamei de Rav Papa, they came to Rav Papa instead. They needed a new Rebbe, so Rava passed away. They were devoted students of Rava. Rava died, so they needed another Rebbe, went to Rav Papa. Call Amos to have an Amalu Shmaitz of Allah, have Mistabra Lahu, have a Miram Zahadadi. Whenever Rav Papa used to say something that they didn't like, you know, they felt that Rava said differently, they would just signal to each other, wink at each other, you know, they'd, like, you know, what's this, well, he doesn't know, you know, Rava, so they would make signals to each other. Okay, Cholosh Daite, and Rav Papa felt bad about it. Realize, you know, you remember, you see what's going on in the classroom. The kids think that, you know, today people take notes on laptops, you know, so they think, oh, you know, I can't tell he's taking notes, he's playing games. Well, the rule is if the other guy next to him is like this, he's not looking at his notes. For sure. You know, anyway, but the Rabbi knows what's going on, so
you couldn't tell when we were doing it.
Yeah, really I could.
Every time we were doing it ourselves, or wouldn't
you? Usually you could tell. Usually you could see the expression, you could see more than you think. I can't say every time, that would be dishonest, but a lot of times, you know.
So the question is, okay. Did you think that people were ever actually taking
notes? Yeah, some people. Depends on the person. Depends on the person. But anyway, no, I have today also. But anyway, the Rav Papa knew what was going on. He felt a little bit. And we had a conversation. They decided to leave the Shira Papa. I'm overstating the case. It wasn't there was anger or bitterness. Just they felt that they were not. I guess he didn't learn in Rav's Derech or whatever. They weren't thrilled. So he said goodbye in a peaceful way. And he said, Kavi Miftim, and Amalahu, Lizlu Rabbanon Bishlama. Lizl Rabbanan, the rabbi should go Bishlama. I just want to get the Gemara Tainus here because it's not printed on your sheet. But in other words, they decided to leave, and so they spoke respectfully, and he said to them, Lizl Rabbanan Bishlama. So on the side of the page, you have the Masoras Hashas, as I'm just opening up to. The Masoras Hashas, on the words, Lizl Rabbanan Bishlama, find it here. The way the Gemara tells the story is that since our Papa felt dead, so he had a dream that they were going to die, whatever this, they decided to leave the pot company. Anyway, the Masoras Hashas on the side says the Ein Yaakov, the Girsa of the Ein Yaakov here in Tainus is Hagirsa Lishlama. Okay, why? For this reason, because we just said in Brochus, you're not supposed to say Lech Bishalom. So they, he said, Lesler Abonon Bishlam.
Well, that's all part of the whole story.
Yeah, well, but he didn't really want him. He didn't want them to die.
So what's the point?
It could be. It could be. But that's certainly not how the Ein Yaakov understand that. And the Masoret HaShas feels that the Girsa should be corrected. Now, aside from the details of that story, what comes out is that, you know, this is a concern in other languages, because after all, that's Aramaic. In other words, one could have argued that that which it says in Gemara Brachos, you only should say Lech Lishalom, not Lech Bishalom. That's in Hebrew. That's the language of the Pasuk, right? I mean, it's a specific thing. This is what Yisro said. Okay? Okay, hold the thought. Good. Okay, but, you know, again, on one could argue, I think, cogently.
It was. It's a concept.
Oh, so that's the point. What is it? So if it's a concept, then indeed it applies in other languages. Okay, so I don't know the answer to this question. I'm just throwing it out for thinking. But according to this Gemara Tainus, anyway, it appears that it is the way the Masoret HaShas understood in Yaakov, we have to change the Girsa from Lech Bishlam to Lech Lishlam, otherwise it's in violation of Gemara Brachas. Evidently, and then Masoret HaShas says, I am Brachas Samach Dalal, the Mor Katan Chavtes. I mean, so it's not that Stam they changed the Girsa. They changed the Girsa, obviously having in mind that which it said over there in the other Gemaras. So that would imply that it is in another language. However, Gadi's point is well taken, and the truth of the matter is we do find that perhaps you can insist that it's Hebrew and Aramaic is different. Why? That's the next source. The Shulchan Aruch says in the Hilchos Avodas Chachamim Yerodeya Sim Kuf Mem Ches Siftes Also Likanas Lebeis Ovi Chachamim Yom Chag Oblitein Lo Shalo. You're not supposed to go into the home of a Ovid Kacham, an idolater. It's always a question what it means all non-Jews, and that's not my problem now. But let's assume it really means an idolater here, and say Shalom. Because why? Because Shalom is the name of our Kaddish Baruch, who we'll see in a second. And the assumption is that if you go into the home of an idolater, he's got idols around. There's rocks and various statues that he is worshipping. So it's not proper to mention a word, which is a shame of our Kaddish Baruch Hu, in the presence of these various idols. In fact, I remember years ago, somebody called me from the hospital here in the Holy Name Hospital, which was a Catholic, originally, I think it still is a Catholic hospital. So a lot of the rooms that have, maybe they still do, I don't know, all the rooms have crosses on the crucifixes on the wall. You know, it's a Catholic hospital. So it's mutter to be there, but somebody asked me about saying brachas and davening. He's going to be in the hospital a couple of days, and can, you know, what do you do? So I said, yes, preferable either turn, if you can cover it up with something, if you can take it down, is good. If you can't cover up with something, in the worst case, face the other direction. So it is an issue.
You
know, they're
just taking them down. You could take them down. I knew someone who was there. They take it
out, right. So I'm saying, again, it's always sort of being in a room that has it, but you're saying brachas, you're davening, so, you know, you don't do it in front of a symbol of another religion. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch here is talking about. You don't say shalom. The Shach comes. And the next source, 18, Shach is Sivkot and Zion. The Shach says, Kosev Berechabai, Seyor Haschaim, Hashem Aram, Davka Shalom. It's not that you can't go into the guy's house to give him greetings. It's Davka, a greeting that includes Shalom. Shu Shmo Shach Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because that's the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Brocha, the Lech Hashem, Lech Hashem. But if it's not a greeting, it doesn't mention Hashem Hashem. So you can go into the guy's house, not a problem. Okay, Vechein Mashem others, and so on and so forth. And at the end, he writes, Gabe Shlomo Lamar Lo Mashem Lechora Hachi V'Shema Shlomo Havi Bichlal Shalom. Maybe like you were saying, Shlomo is close enough. Even though it's Aramaic, it's maybe close enough to Shalom. If that's the case, so then we could argue that which it says in the Masoret HaShas on that Gemara in Tainus, it doesn't mean that it's true in all languages. Maybe it's only an issue in Hebrew and Aramaic because it's close enough. And we do find such a din in another area. This is a mistake that I'm going to make it clear to Eben Ezer. In Sim Kuf Chav Vav, so it's not the right source. It should be Sim Kuf Chav Vav Sif Aleph. So I'll say it outside rather than what's in source 19. But the Shulchan Aruch there is talking about Hilchos Gittin. And the halacha is that a get can't be in different languages. A get has to be in one language. So what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are talking about, but you know, our Gittin have Hebrew and Aramaic in it, like the Ksuba, right? You ever listen to Ksuba read? Sometimes, you know, Vana Eflech, Va Okir, Va Ozen, those are Aramaic. On the other hand, there are other words, Hakol Kibel, there are other words which are, Chandanan is, Chandanan, right. So, but with a get, there seems to be a special din. There is a special din. It's got to be in one language. So basically, what Ramah says is it's not a problem because Hebrew and Aramaic, you know, the same language, basically. It's called Loshon Echad. The Taz, an interesting comment, just an aside, the Taz says, a little different. The Ramah seems to say Aramaic is klepto. Aramaic was given at Sinai with the Targum. We know that Aramaic, like you said, Kaddish, Yekum Purkan, and
Brishmei, and then there's Aramaic.
Okay, that's true.
Some Aramaic dialects. Is more Aramaic-y than some Aramaic is more Hebrew.
All right, but again, in general, Lashon Aramis has a status in halacha for a number of dinim. You know, that it has a special status. So, Mela, you know, that's not necessarily because it's like that in Aramaic, doesn't mean it extends to all different languages. So, just an aside, the Taz there makes a comment there in Evarez and Chuskitten. The Taz is a different thing. He says, it's not that they're close enough. He says, since that's the language people learn in, there's a new language called Yeshivish, basically. He doesn't use that term. That's what he says. I think what he's saying, it's a new language. Hebrew, Aramaic, Yiddish. It's considered one big language, a little different.
Very, very hard to unplug it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm fighting now with Eddie.
Absolutely, I can imagine, yeah. And my father used to fight me. My father's an English teacher. You know, certain words just become part of the vocabulary. But that's the Taz, and I can tell, I can tell you it's the Taz, and it was given as a new language.
Would you have him, you know?
I don't know.
Actually, Judah took a course in English.
Yeah.
I forget the term he used.
Yeah.
That this language becomes part of what the North language is involving.
Sure, it's involving.
But it's the term used for those things that's past and those things that are always involved.
Being incorporated, I don't know. But, no, it's something you said, you know, yeah, there's no what's a chalak. There are a lot of words like that. Anyway.
I came once to America and I heard on the radio, on the television, chutzpah.
Yeah, right. Became an American one. All right, anyway, so that's all my point here is that getting back to our issue about goodbye, so it appears, again, to summarize, it appears in the Gemara in Tainis that this consideration applies in other languages too, because the Gemara applied it in Aramaic, but we're suggesting that maybe Aramaic's different. So I don't have an answer, just something to ponder. In sources 20 and 21, I put the two
Aramaic
psukim.
Aramaic must be different.
Right, Aramaic has different status, it's close to Hebrew, that's what you're saying. So, right, that's it. So, again, that's what I'm saying. So just because the Gemara says that in Aramaic, you also shouldn't say Lech Lishlama, Lech Bishlama, you say Lech Lishlama, doesn't mean that it would apply in English. That's all I'm saying. On the other hand, if you say, like Yitzhak said before, that it's a matter of the concept, that would apply in other languages. Just too. I don't know. So do you want to say goodbye? And I'm just throwing it out as something to think about. Just a couple of other comments on this.
Yiddish, do you know what the Yiddish term is?
I don't know. Usually say Tefen Shalom. I guess that's Lishalom.
So, it's only in Yiddish.
Good.
All right, yeah. But you don't say, you say on Shabbos morning, you say good Shabbos.
Yeah.
You don't say Shabbat Shalom, which is what you say outside.
Right.
Because you don't want to say Shema Shalom.
Shalom, yeah.
Before
yeah.
you daven.
Yeah. Right. That's, we'll come to that issue. Good, good. So when it comes to that issue, we'll come to that issue momentarily. In fact, that's where we're going to go in 2 seconds. Before that, though, we'll get to that in a second. I'm going to get to that in a second. I just quoted two other psukim here from Tanakh that it's not a matter, it doesn't see a matter, it's not a matter of saying Lech Lishalom. It's just Lishalom. Look, you see in Shmuel Aleph, Parakafe, Pasuk Lamed Hei, source 20, Vayikach Dovin Miyodah, Shasharviyo Lo, Omar Ali Lishalom. It's not a din, you must say Lech Lishalom, those two words. It's not a din in those two words. He said, this is David speaking to Avigal, I said, Ali Lishalom. It's the same difference, okay? Or, in the, number 21, Melachim Beis, Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis, this is Elisha talking, Nel Chana, Ala Yadim Hikul Sham, Ish Kara Echaz, and Asa Sham, Mekon Shoya Sham, Vayomar Lechu. Didn't say anything. So it's not that the din that you have to say those words, Lech Lishalom. Right? You can say Lech, you can say Ali Lishalom. These things are also okay. I think that the common practice today, when people leave, they say, at least in America, they say Tzeis Lishalom. If I'm going on a trip, you say Tzeis Lishalom, I think.
Why
you know? That's a respect, like, you know, the royal we, so to speak. Now we come to the point Yitzchak just alluded to. There's a Gemara in Brachas, another point in this subject, there's a Gemara in Brachas of Yud Dalam and Aleph. Amar Rav. That's Amar Rav. Kalano sein shalom l'chaver akodim shispal kilu aso bava. A dramatic statement. Somebody who says shalom to his friend before davening, tomorrow in the morning, before davening, huh? Come on, brothers, yeah. Yud Dalam. Yeah, I'll get one right here. All right, put it down.
There's a couple of Rashi's I want to read.
Yud Dalam and Aleph. Kalano sein Shalom Chaver Kodesh Yisbala Kilo Asal Bama. Whoever says Shalom to his friend before davening, it's like you made him into a Bama. What's a Bama? Bama is an altar on his Mizbeach, which was usher to sacrifice on when there was a Beis HaMikdash standing. Shenemar Chidlu Lachem In Adam Asher Neshama Ba'apo Ki Bameh Nechshavu. He's saying separate yourself, or don't, you know, stay away from human beings, you know, breathing, you know, breathing entities. Because what is it? Bameh nechshavu. So Rav's drosha is al tikri bameh ela bama. Okay, you know, stay away. So the person can make it into a bama. What's the idea? So let's take a look in Rashi. Chidlu min ha'adam. Says Rashi, kishiyesh lachem lasok b'chvod ha'mokom. When it's your mission right now to honor our Kodesh Baruch, you have to daven. Al tis asku b'chvod adam. Don't involve yourself in honoring somebody else. You don't honor another person. Okay? In other words, that's the idea. And some explain that, you know, the whole idea is that tefillah welcomes karbonas. So, you know, you're supposed to bring a karbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Don't first bring a karbon by a bama. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Ushmuel, that's a different drasha. Ushmuel Amar, Bameh Chashav Talazeh V'lo Laloka. He doesn't have the play on words. Shmuel Rashi says, Lo Doris Loshon Bama. Elokim HaShmuel, Bameh Chashav Talazeh. What did you think of this person? Sheikdamta Kvodo L'Kvodi. What did you think of this guy that you gave him precedence or Kodesh Baruch Hu? But that's the Gemara. So ask the Gemara Kasha, wait a second. Doesn't it say, Mosiv Rav Sheshes, Beprokim Shom, if they're covered on Meshiv, that's what this is going on in Brachas, the Mishnah beginning of the second parak of Brachas. Doesn't the Gemara say that even in the middle of Kriya Shema, and let's remember Kriya Shema is before Tfilah, before the Shema Esrei, even in the middle of Kriya Shema, you can greet somebody, and if someone greets you, you can respond. Remember that whole Machlok is a Mishnah who says, well, who initiates, who responds. But the point is you can even sometimes initiate a greeting in the middle of Shema Esrei, in the middle of Kriya Shema, for certain reasons. That's before you've davened. Tfilah usually means the Shema Esrei. That's before you've davened. So how can you say that? So how can the Gemara say here, you're not allowed to do it, it's like make a bummer? What do you mean? The Gemara Mishnah itself says you can greet somebody under certain circumstances, whether it's between the paragraphs, the middle of the paragraphs, whatever the case is, that Machlokes Rabbeinu and Meir in the Mishnah in the beginning of the second paragraph of Brachos, but apparently you can greet somebody earlier. What's going on here? Well, this is Joshua, Rav, and Shmuel. Very nice, but it's against the Mishnah. So Tirgum Rav Abba explained, no. B'mashchim lepischo. Mashchim lepischo means, not a guy, you walk into shul and you see your friend, you say hello, you say good morning. It's talking about you go out of your way before going to shul, you go first to his house to greet him, and then you go to shul. That's what you're not supposed to do. Proactive, exactly. Not a guy, you're getting out of the car, another guy parked next to you, and you say hello, shalom aleichem. That's okay, because that's not avoiding going to shul in order to greet a friend. That's, joy. So that's the, that's not the...
You can go to shul.
That's it. It's okay. Go learn. Go learn Yisrael Moshe. So the masculine physical means when you go to the guy's place, as you say, proactively, and you avoid going to shul, first you go to someone's house, that's disrespect. That's considered an act of disrespect to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Aval pogo b'derech, but you meet the guy on the way, you're going to shul, you see guy, you know, you're coming in, the other guy's coming out from the other minion, whatever, then it's not a problem. So that's the din that appears in Brachas off Yudal. The Raman Paskins is Lalocha, source 24, the Chastila Perak Vav Alocha Dalid, also Raman Gilsu, various Yisurim things now how to do before davening. Also, Adam Shiitom Klum Oshasim Alocha Machar Shalom Ad Hashachar Ad Shispal Tzuch Shachar. Once this man arrived, right? If you start earlier, that's okay. But once this man arrived, you're not supposed to start something else. V'chein Lo Yashkim LePesach Chavero Lisho LeShlomo BiShlomo Kedok Kodesh Shispal Tzuch Shachar. You also shouldn't go out of your way to go to someone's house before, and that's what it says as well in the Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Sim Pei Tes Siv Beis Kevon Shigias Mantila. Also, Lo Adam LaHakdim LePesach Chavero Tino Shalom Mishum DeShmo Shachar. Again, the name of our Kodesh Baruch Hu is Shalom. So isn't that an insult? You're using our Kodesh Baruch Hu's name to greet somebody else before you greet him. You're using his name. It's like a man is, you know, pie in the face. He's saying, you're using his, Al-Hachiz, you're using the name of our Kodesh Baruch Hu to wish somebody else well before you communicate with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's really a chutzpah, so to speak. Out of order, right? We spoke like that in the past too, about saying L'chaim after, first you praise Hashem, say Baruch, then say L'chaim, good. So that's the idea. That's what the Mechaber says. However, he says, this is only a problem if you use the name Shalom. Av amuta loma lo tzafra de maritav. Say good morning. I can say have a good morning. Although again, it makes a chilek not to go out of your way to do that either. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Kotan Yud Aleph, Ein roi lahazkir shmoshel al ha'adam ulechavdo kodesh rechavdo lachadosh baruch hu. And he says here, uvelashon laz yesh la'ayim. Back to in other language, I'm not sure. Okay? He said, Mistaber, it should be allowed if you said some other nickname, you didn't say Hashem's name, Harachum Yirachamecha. Right? You should call HaKadosh Baruch Hu one of the Midas, may the merciful one. You don't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name directly. Maybe that's okay. Anyway, and then the question is, what about another language? See, Mishabur doesn't know, so I don't know either.
This is okay, Chumachamecha.
Yeah.
Because he pays tribute to the Kodesh Baruch.
Right. Because you compliment
it. That's all they're right. Taking away.
Right. But I'm saying, my point here, I was just saying, the Lashon La is Yesh Lion. I mean, the Mishavur is not sure, so I'm not sure either. It's, you know, I don't know what the din would be in another language. Anyway, the Mishavur in Simchat and Tezayin says that we're machmer about this, but if you said brachas, you can say Shalom, there's a certain kula, even if you say Shmon Esrei, you have to start with brachas. Okay, so much about that din, but again, I want to just point out something that I saw. There's a sefer called Ohalecha Vamitecha, which is a collection, I've quoted once or twice in the past, by a contemporary posek in Eretz Yisrael, Bezalel Stern, and his tshuvas, I mean, he's not alive anymore, but you know, in our recent history in Yerushalayim, he has tshuvas called Betzel HaChochma and others, and he has a sefer. This is on Otsa Halacha, reading on the Otsa HaDerech and all these dinim of Otsa HaDerech and traveling and so on and so forth. So in Perek Ches, he discusses the following issue. He says, you know, okay, so he, as he pointed out in Sifchav Tes, Hayotza L'derech B'boker Acha Shekvar Giyaz Matzil HaShachar, also a Krov L'Chaver Shol Yispalo Adayin Lovo Basically Parim, Men Abrichas Lech L'Shalom. You're supposed to say Lech L'Shalom, but that's using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a guy's leaving early in the morning on a trip, his friends and family shouldn't come to his house before davening and say Lech L'Shalom. Or any other, something like that, Latzach HaDerech, as we just said, it's not right. Okay? Again, to go out of their way to go to his house. Now sometimes that's an interesting question, because what if they're going to go to shul, but by the time I come back from shul, the car service comes already. Okay, but he shouldn't do it. However, he says, and this is why I want to get some Sif Lamed Aleph, Avivo Imo Yotzim HaDerech B'Boker. What if your parents are going on a trip? Acha Shegvar Yuzman Tzil HaShachos. After that Zman. Nira Poshet Kimuta Livneim, the children, Afal Pishal Yispalo Adayim, Yuladin Yet Davin, Lovo Basim Lipartnem, could they come and say goodbye? Gam Kishiyev Shalom Ahem Lavosim, even though they're not, we take them on a trip, they just want to come and say goodbye. Bafil Loma Lahem Lech L'Shalom, and even to say Lech L'Shalom. Or, he says in a minute, to say Su'u L'Chaim L'Shalom, which is there, it's all apparently an expression. Why does he think that's Mutter? He says, because basically, usually we don't like it, but here, he wants to tie it. When you say Lech L'Shalom, that's not using it as the name of Hashem anyways. That's more the union of Shalom, not like we said before, but that's more the union of Shlemus or peace. Furthermore, he says, he quotes that this whole din, I mean, they have a pasuk and everything else, but he quotes from some, this whole din is only Darbanan anyway. Kibbutz Avim, because their parents will be offended, they'll tell them to say goodbye, so that outweighs it. So that's what they said. Kein Adin Gam B'Rava, so the Rebbe's leaving. You know, the Talmidim want to say goodbye, so there are certain coolers in that regard as well.
So the rice over...
Kavod HaBris for everybody, yeah, that's an interesting point. He doesn't mention that.
What about the conflict between Lo, Reinu, Ptanu?
Yeah, below.
Somebody
below,
goes
right,
on a trip and you want to give him a shlech mitzvah.
Right.
And you go to his home on the way to shul, because they don't want him to be in the danger. We want to help him.
Right. So maybe that should also.
I think
say,
that the key here is that if you have a good
reason,
valid
motive,
then it's justified.
Right, okay, good. The other thing he mentions also is that he thinks that if you just, you know, the whole din is mashkim lepisro, but he says chaver omid lotzadav hulo ispaladaim im yamtin ashi ispala yetzir chaver ben time adarko, if you'll wait the guy already leaves muto otzalta b'telephone. The whole din is to go out of your way to go to the guy's house. So call him up on the phone, that's not considered such a big act. Today will be the same thing. All right, send him a text and finish. Okay. Let me just mention one other ha'ara in this question, because as somebody said before, you know, the one time I think that we all say Tzeisim L'Shalom is on Friday night. We're talking to the Malachim. Right, we sing Tzeisim L'Shalom, Malach HaShem. I don't know the answer to the question of why we'll say Tzeisim L'Shalom, especially since we learned that Malachim don't, if we learn L'Shalom is to go further, so, you know, the Malachim don't go any further. They're always in one place.
But we're talking about the Malachim, Olim V'Yodim.
Oh, that's what I get to. I'll get to 2 seconds. Before we get to that, I just mentioned general. We'll look at the last few sources quickly. The Gemara has in Brochas on the Samach Hamad Aleph, the Samach Hamad Beis, top of the page. It says, HaNichnos the Beis HaKiseh, when someone goes to the bathroom, Omer, Hiskabdu Mechubadim Kadosh Meshor Sa'yon, Tanu Kavala Kayisho, Herfum Mene Acheakonis Vesor Tzonev Avolechem. Omar Abaye has a different lashon. Shamuni, shamuni, zuni, zuni, samchuni, samchuni. Hamtinle, hamtinle, shad shikonas, eitish, shekain, darkon, shobin, elam. What's going on here? Who are you talking to? When you go into the bathroom, you talk to the el, says Rashi, iskabdu, el hamalochim hamalav moso. Apparently, there are, a person is accompanied all the time by malochim. They're with you all the time. And these malochim don't come into the bathroom with you. It's not a place of kedusha. Well, you're supposed to address the malachim. It's a gemara. You're supposed to address the malachim. You say this phrase, whether this phrase, Abaye's phrase, or some kind of a phrase, where you tell the malachim, you know, I'm back in five. I'm in the hold on right here, wait right here. I have to go. This is the way of human beings. I have to go to the human biological need, and then I'll come back. The Rambam brings the halacha. Perek Zion of the Kosfila, halacha A. Calls and becalls man she comes to base hakise omer kon she comes to scab the khubad and kadosh and shor se alyon azuni azuni shamuni shamuni hamtin we at she comes they take she said dark and adam and after you come out of course yeah that's fine that's halacha so how come none of us do it and I just want to do it and the answer is because the next source Shulchan Aruch says is Arachaim Simon Gimel Sif Aleph because she comes to base hakise yomer scab the khubad and khulei and achshav lo nagel omro the minute nowadays is not to say it. I don't say it. Why not?
You have no sensitivity to
the Malach. Well, the Mishnah Berurah says, and again, this was Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Nalav, Ki ein ana muchzokin li rei shamayim shemalach malachem malavin osan shenavak shem shiamtinu aleinu ad shenetzei. We're not on that level of your shamayim, you know, that we almost have chutzpah. I always have malachim. All right, I'm going to bath and wait right here. It's a chutzpah, you know, it's a yura. Right? We're not on that kind of level that we have the malachim with us. And for the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore the minig nowadays is not to do that. However,
on the flip side, okay. We don't have 2,000 shadim on either side of
all right, another issue,
right?
The Tzitz Eliezer, so the Tzitz Eliezer, Darren Waldenberg, who was a great poster just died a few years ago, was the chief halachic authority for Shari Tzedek Hospital in Yerushalayim. Many tshuvas in the Tzitz Eliezer on medical topics, many others. Anyway, so in this, Chelek Tazov, Senior Dalit, he has a whole number of reasons, and you can take a look, it's interesting. He has a different approach a little bit. He says, there are malachim accompanying us. But let's be honest with us, most of us, we're not that thrilled about it, because the malachim are keeping records of what we do. You know, so if you're taket tzaddik, so the malachim are escorting you from one good deed to the other. But it's like most of us, the malachim are writing down the things, you'd rather they weren't be there, huh?
They are part of the security team to go with the video camera.
Okay, right. Today, I've said many times, today the concept of the chol masecha masefer nechtovim, and everything you do is written down. There's nothing. You can't give a shit. You can't speak. You can't. It'll be on YouTube in 2 minutes. You know, like everybody knows what you said. One tricky line. Forget about it. You're in big trouble. But that's what it means. Chacham is over the Rechon. Another topic. But anyway, so that's what Tzitz Eliezer says. However, he said at the end. That's what we want to get to. There's one time when we are pleased to have the Malachim with us, because Bez Hashem, we're doing the right thing, and that's Friday night. And that's the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Tes Beis, the source 34. The Gemara that says Amar Chis Amar Ruka, the famous Gemara, I'm ordered inside that because it's late. The Gemara says everybody's accompanied on Friday night by two malachim, and when you come into the house and the candles are lit and the table is set and it's a Shabbistic atmosphere and the house is clean and everything else, so then one angel says Yiratzon should be like this next week. Even the bad angel has to say I agree, Baal Korchi Ad Amen, and so on. Right? So those are the malachim that we're addressing when we say Shalom Aleichem. Okay, and those are malachim that that's what we say, Shalom Aleichem. The question is, we've been talking this evening, I'm saying Leich L'Shalom. So our practice is that stanza four of Shalom Aleichem is Tzeischem L'Shalom. So I forgot to bring, but says of Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, on August Lo Shabbos, the end of Os Yud, right after Meir, he says, Gam, he has a number of problems with the whole Piyot Shalom Aleichem. Discuss the issue of Baruchun L'Shalom, some people don't like because you ask him Aleichem for brachas. We discussed that in the past, another subject. But he said, what's this Tzeischem L'Shalom? What do you mean Tzeischem L'Shalom? I just got here. Well, you're saying goodbye? Tzeis Mashalom is goodbye. Lech L'Shalom. Tzeis Mashalom is when you're taking a leave. What do you mean taking a leave? Hey, you're taking a leave of the Malachim. They just got here. It's very, very strange. So the Chidoah, Arachayim Simon Reish Samach Beis, who cut in Beis, raises this question, and he proposes, well, what it means is, and that's what the Shari Tshuva, I printed the wrong Shari Tshuva here, it's a Shari Tshuva in Simon Reish Samach Beis. I got messed up with the Shalom again. So he says, it's called the Chidon and the Machzik Brocha, that same Simon Reish Samach Beis on Shabbos. He says Tzeis Moshalom means when they leave, it should be B'Shalom. Not that really, it may make more sense to say Tzeis Moshalom by Havdullah, right at the end of Shabbos.
I thought Tzeis Moshalom was to the Chodesh.
So that's all I mentioned. So I finally, after all this time, I finally found it inside. Years ago, I heard this Vart. I think I once told you. When I first got engaged, I met an uncle of my wife, Rabbi Shmaya Shulman, a big Talmud Chacham. big bucky, you know, he's written many svarim. He's one of these people, whatever you're talking about, he has what to say on the sugya, you know, and then he asks you a couple of questions and you realize you, a lot of stuff you should have looked up and didn't. My brothers-in-law always told me when they were bachur and they were afraid to go visit him because he would always be faharing them. So he's a big, big Talmid Chacham. So when I first met him, he said he heard of Vart years ago from my great-grandfather, who was a rabbi in Atlantic City in the for 40 years along, in the pre-gambling days, long, long ago. Anyway, the Vart was this Vart, and I always wanted to find it inside. I finally found it inside. I'm sure other people say it too. It's in the Shem Shmuel in Parshas Vayetze. With this we finish. Shem Shmuel in Parshas Vayetze from Shnas Tuf Reish Ayin Hay. He quotes from his father,
Rav Nenezer. That's the first time that you're mentioning in this
Shem Shmuel, yeah. Excuse me, more Jewish. It is Jewish too, but the Shem Shmuel quotes the Avnei Nezah. Avnei Nezah I've quoted before. So he says, Yesh li ten tam ma sha'anom kodim kiddush seis mo shalom. Quote Kedushas Avi Admari, that's Avnei Nezah. Amar shabach ha'ma shalom amar malach es Shabbos, shem dugmas malach Eretz Yisrael, k'mo she'eretz Yisrael, enan miseres l'sar v'shiach, and so on. Same thing here. He says, just like who the malachim by Yaakov, you know, that's why it's in Parshat Yetzi. He had a dream. Malachim up and down. So what's up and down? Rashi says the Malachi Eretz Yisrael were leaving, going up, and the Malachi Chutzlarts were coming down. Same thing at the very end of the Sedra in Parshat Vayetze. It also says Moshe Yaakov Malachi Dorka Vayitzkuvo Malachi Elokim. Rashi says he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael. The Chutzlarts Malachim were leaving, and the Eretz Yisrael Malachim were coming back to him. So says the Avnei Nezer, Shem Shmuel quotes the Avnei Nezer. The same thing is true with Kedusha. That's Kedushas Mokom. Same thing is true with Kedushas Zman. They're apparently not the same malachim of Chutzlarts as in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not the same Yishmol, the same thing here. It's not the same malachim of Shabbos as the weekday. So Ramela, you're saying Bacham Lashalom to the Shabbos day of malachim, you're saying Tzeischem Lashalom to the weekday malachim. Lemaisa, we say Tzeischem Lishalom, right? Even though a lot of those reasons about Lech Lishalom don't seem to apply to malachim. But I guess you have to say that they use the same greeting that we use with people. And therefore we say to the malachim on Friday night, the malachim that are leaving, us, the weekday malachim we say tzeis chom l'shalom.
But that's okay. That's the malachim are
leaving. Right. Oh, so they are going
the
somewhere.
So they are going up.
Okay, they're going to another place. That's possible. That's a good parrot. They're going up to another place. Good.
But
okay.
Here's the record MD.